The first is millennials, and this is something that OPM has been keen on and pushing much for the past couple of months now. Basically, she says the federal government needs to be cooler, hipper, needs to go where these millennials are. Millennials being technically anybody, I believe, who was born in 1981 or later, but you can say 20-somethings and a little bit. You know, that's another way to describe these people that that she wants to recruit. One of the things that she is pushing the government to do is to go to social media to reach out to people, using LinkedIn, the career networking site, to advertise, having conversations with people on Twitter and the like. But she's also spent much of her first year traveling around to select targeted places within the United States, including certain universities, where she would like more people to apply for federal jobs. And she says they don't necessarily think of themselves as future feds, but they certainly could if somebody were there sort of to hold their hand and to say, don't you want to visualize yourself, for example, as a doctor to NASA, to astronauts?
That's one group, though, millennials. The other group that you cite in your report is female veterans. And we've seen numbers that indicate that male vets are coming into government in very high numbers. And Ms. Archuleta cited not just in the virtual town hall that you are covering, but also at a speech at the National Academy of Public Administration, their annual meeting yesterday. She talked about the idea of vets coming into government in very high numbers, more than they've seen before, but primarily they are male. And you're reporting that she wants to reach out to female vets and encourage them, too, to come into the government.
Yeah, this is really interesting. Situation, because I think it says a lot about dynamics within federal, particularly civilian workplaces. So you're right. This all comes from a town hall she held online with people who tweeted questions. A couple people were tweeting about veterans, and one even said, you know, veterans are taking all of the jobs. Civilians need jobs too. Why is it so hard for the civilian people to get federal jobs? And to that, she responded very strongly in favor of veterans preference, the tool that hiring managers can use to basically consider vets for the jobs that they have, sort of make vets climb to the top. But a bit later, she said, you know, we are having a problem getting enough female veterans. They are, quote unquote, underrepresented. So what it leaves me to think is that male veterans are predominantly, and there are a lot more men, of course, coming out of the military, but the veterans preference has been a tool that males have used more in greater proportion than females, and they've got to figure out how to attract more women veterans. One person in a question to the director said something that I thought was insightful, saying many women veterans don't label themselves as veterans. It's just part of what they do, but it's not their self-identity. So that might be one of the reasons why the government is having problems targeting them.
You report that there are three components to her strategy: revamping USAJobs.gov, enhancing the Pathways program, and a greater reliance, as you indicated, on social networking sites like LinkedIn to advertise job openings. And then you also report, this is the part that I'm curious to see how it develops, OPM is trying to use plain language and be funny. Now, it strikes me as somebody who has studied the comic art that the fastest way to be not funny, to be unfunny, is to try to be funny. So I'm not proposing that you explain to us how OPM will try to be funny, but I found that quite interesting in your report, and we'll very curiously follow how OPM plays that out. Let's review, though, those three items of the strategy. What do we know about what Director Archuleta would like to do to revamp USAJobs.gov? Have we heard any details about that yet?
Not concrete details. And this is the thing about a virtual town hall. She's trying to get to a lot of questions. So she mentions things, but doesn't go in depth. So we don't know when this overhaul of USA Jobs is coming, but she has dubbed it 2.0. She says that OPM is applying the Lean Six Sigma method. This is quite popular in the government, sort of an analysis of a program to find the trouble spots. And she says it's looking sort of soup to nuts at the online hiring process, meaning USAJobs.gov, looking at things like the language, making sure those job descriptions are as natural sounding as possible. And she said that they are not necessarily on USAJobs.gov, but I did want to respond to your comic art thing. She said that they were using humor, but I wish that somebody had asked her as a follow-up question, give us an example.
Yeah.
Because I sure don't know.
What do you think's funny?
I don't know. I'm curious to find out.
Enhancing the Pathways program. We've talked about Pathways a lot on here. And the item about Pathways that has always struck me is that the employee unions have been a little resistant to that. They're sensitive to the idea that here's an intern that doesn't have a whole lot of experience, comes in, gets a job that doesn't go through the same process that everybody else has to go through. And I wonder if we know anything about how Director Archuleta would like to enhance the Pathways program.
She did not offer very many details. And again, this wasn't a forum where it was really into sort of a description of everything. But there were some questions. And so this is just sort of interesting to see what people are thinking about these things. Questions like interns that are having problems becoming permanent federal employees or attracting the right people who stay in the jobs. You know, they want to stay, but perhaps there's no job for them after the end of the internship.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was actually giving a lot of sort of general things to people who have an opportunity to be an intern. She said, you know, you got to bring your game. This is your chance to impress an agency if you are lucky enough to be in the Pathways program. And it's also the agency's chance to impress you. You get to try it out, figure out if this is a career that you want to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
But she did not say a lot about what OPM would do in terms of shaping that internship program.
You're right. OPM has 5 pilot programs looking at various ways to use data as a recruitment tool. A recent data palooza, which is a term I love, maybe that's funny, focused on technology like heat maps to show recruiters where they might find students who are interested in specific topics or schools with strengths in particular disciplines. The data concept is great, but I'm not sure I see anything there that gives us any concrete examples of how that data will result in either more or better recruits coming into the government. It sounds like it's an opportunity to use data, which is great, but I wonder if we know anything about what the outcomes are going to be.
Yeah, that's another one where we will be here at Federal News Radio. We are interested in finding out how these pilots are using it. I can see some respects as to how this data might be used. For example, she talks about heat maps, and that's usually a way to sort of see where topics where students, for example, are particularly interested in a certain topic. And that might be a sign to a recruiter in that field. They should consider going to that school, making a speech to those students. But that's just one example. There's no sign yet of how the government at large could actually make its recruitment process better with different types of data techniques.